Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
You guys see that moon coming in today?
I did not. I was focused on the thing.
He's going to find somebody who saw the moon.
Have you already asked all of them?
Yeah. Well, I asked Mo because he walks in, so I figured if anybody was going to see, it was going to be him.
Yeah.
But, you know, buildings.
So I'll be looking for cars.
Yeah. Oddly enough, when I'm driving, I'm looking at the road.
Okay.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, me too. I do that too.
Yeah, you look at the road.
Yeah.
You can do both at the same time. Okay. It's so big in the sky this morning and so bright and so full. It's so beautiful.
We got a big full moon going on?
Yeah. It's a super moon.
Yeah, I think it is today, right?
It is.
Oh.
And I have no idea what that means, but I do know it's very impressive. And
it's
you can't.
It's closer to Earth.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because I literally.
That's when it looks that big.
I feel like I could. You could just like reach up and grab it. It's so beautiful and full. This morning, I came in here looking at, hey, you guys, isn't it? Life is amazing. Everybody's like, what are you talking about, man? No, it's not.
Whenever I see, like, if there's a moon or something like that, I just get worried about what's happening here on Earth because people tend to act a little more wonky when we have, like, giant moons.
I think that's been proven, but I think nowadays, just people, I mean, they act wonky. It doesn't matter if there's a quarter moon, a tenth of a moon, a full moon, no moon.
Would you like to take a field trip during a commercial break and we all go downstairs and look at the moon together?
I would love to, except you can't see it from our parking lot because there's so many buildings. Or Mo would have seen it on the way in.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Okay.
It was.
I tried.
With no moon.
Okay, I'll share it with somebody else.
There's got to be an office in here you guys can look out the window.
Okay, we'll just, I will find the perfect office window so we can all go and look at the moon together.
Interns, get on it.
I don't know if it's like my California crunchy heart or whatever, but when I see that, man, I'm just like, oh, what a beautiful life. And then something will happen by 9. I'll be like, oh, this life sucks. Actually, I can share that now.
Yeah.
So remember I told you guys a couple of months ago that I had the honor of being nominated for the National Radio Hall of Fame.
Huge honor.
Damn, absolutely. Dude, with all the really, really talented people in this industry. And it's not just people that are working now. It's people that have been in the industry for a really long time and they could be retired. So my name was one of the 16 that was chosen as nominees to get into the National Radio Hall of Fame. I mean, you're talking about like Dick Clark's name in there. You're talking about like, well, you really want to go way back, like Bob Hope. I mean, those kind of names. Nowadays, names like Howard Stern is in there and stuff. So it was mind-boggling to me that I got the email saying that I was one of the nominated, right? And the inductees were announced yesterday, and let me read the names off for you and see if mine is on there. John DiBella.
Congratulations, John.
Way to go. All right, John.
We're happy for you, John.
And I am the worst radio guy in the world because I really don't know the names of people in radio. Like when we go to these conventions, everybody's like, oh my God, can you believe that Bob got fired from blank and now he's working in blank? I have no idea who anybody is. I try to pay attention to what's going on here. Jerry House is a name that I know.
Hey, all right, Jerry.
Deborah Parenti.
Come on,
Deborah. Come on, Deborah.
Yes. Your contributions are undeniable. I don't know who you are, but they are undeniable. Bob Rivers, I do know. He's a friend and the sweetest guy that's ever worked in radio, and he got in. I'm stoked for him.
We had to do a big clap.
Awesome.
Bob.
Yeah. Bob. Right, Bob. Pat St. John, no idea.
Yay! Yeah.
Shadow Stevens. I know he has like a weekend show, and I think he's been doing radio for a super long time.
He has. I thought he also did. He's done a ton of voiceover work.
He did American Top 40 at one time.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Nina Tottenberg. Oh, my God.
Nina.
The contributions to this industry. Absolutely amazing. Charles Warfield.
Come on, Charles.
My friend. Deserve it. Mine's not on there.
That's what?
I didn't get in.
But at least you and your buddy Mojo can be like miserable together because neither one of you got in.
Well, and it's his second year not getting in, so haha.
Pervert.
Wow. It's so funny because the guy that broke it to me the other day, his reaction was so typical to anybody else that has hit me up also. It's almost like somebody died and they are consoling me. I honestly, you guys, and I am not saying this for the radio, when I was told that I didn't get in, I spent about 5 seconds thinking about it before I moved on. It didn't bother me, not even a little bit.
It's so hard to get in, and it's such an honor to be nominated.
It would have been awesome to get in, but who knows? Maybe there's next year. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's a year after that. But in the overall scheme of things,
yeah,
really mean. Absolutely nothing, but it would have been nice.
Yeah,
I'm not lying. But I mean, congratulations to everybody on this list, the ones that I do and the ones that I don't know, for getting in. Radio is in a really weird spot, I think, right now. In fact, Kristen and I are going to be speaking at a convention here over the next couple of weeks to try to turn it around a little bit. So these were kind of the pioneers of radio that brought it to this beautiful position. When Kristen and I first got into radio, it was very different than it is now. Mm-hmm. I mean, just listening habits have changed. The world has become way more PC, litigious.
Yeah, litigious is what I was going to go for. We could get away with a lot more things back in the day.
Yeah, and we'll be addressing this later on as we try to raise money for a Burt's Big Adventure family later also, but it's just a different place. And these were the pioneers that really set the tone for like the golden years of radio. So we're not here without these guys. Mm-hmm. So thank you for all. I'm assuming they're all in radio. I don't know.
The Burt Show.